So we just record audio, no video,
no video lah.
No screen.
You wanna show the audience you're wearing a Barcelona white t-shirt with a singlet inside? Too much info.
Oh, so not wearing pants.
No. Yeah, you know, that's the thing. We went out for lunch, right? We went out for my farewell lunch, right? And then Long was like, what you say again? Oh, Uchi was like saying, it's so weird wearing long pants. And you know Uchi wears that kind of leather shoe, right?
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, so weird wearing this after a long time. And then Long was like, yeah, it's so weird wearing pants after a long time.
My statements stand corrected because I didn't further elaborate it. I wear sarong. I'm not naked.
You wear sarong at home? I don't wear sarong at home.
Of course, it's comfort.
I told you, it's damn kampong one.
Super comfy.
You're more Malay than me, you know.
What? No? So, what do we record now? Actually, I've been recording for the past 3 minutes.
Yeah, me too. Doesn't matter. We can match the audio later. So, I guess everybody can open their Notion. I'm kind of lazy to share screen, so just open the Notion.
So lazy.
Notion. Can share screen what?
I just instinctively opened up trying to search for Notion in Spotlight. I forgot they don't have a native apps.
You can always build one. Did they release an API?
I don't know.
Notion API. What do you want to use Notion API for?
Does Notion have an API? Not yet. It's on the roadmap. Oh, okay. Sure, roadmap.
Let's open Podcast 101 and go through the list.
Okay. Oh, coincidentally, we already discussed about target audience.
Yep. So we can mark that as a done, right? Right.
Yes.
So should we document down who's our target audience?
So is Malaysian first, global friendly. Make sense?
Okay. No?
Yes.
How to be global friendly exactly? Actually?
So if we say it's like a Malay term or Chinese term or Indian term, we can explain it like this.
Whoa. What's the Indian term?
Oh. Chinese term and Malay term is okay. Indian term is not okay.
Racist lah.
Yeah, so racist.
Yeah, okay. We have a lot to talk about do and don'ts in the podcast, but let's get to that later.
Name. Lacist.fm.
Oh my god.
Lacist.
How is that even tech related?
Fine.
Because tech world is racist.
Yeah. Have you seen the Twitter thing?
We're not racist lah. Tech is more sexist than racist.
How about both? I think both.
Yeah, it is both, but there's like one with a higher intensity or something.
I feel like the job market is sexist and the tech stack itself is racist.
I look forward to a lot of tangents we're gonna go through in the future, but let's talk about our name now.
Okay. Let's talk about our name.
I foresee this will happen. Like we'll talk about a topic and we'll go further and further, further, further away. And that's like, guys.
That's actually good content for podcasts, right? I actually enjoy like when people sidetrack a bit in podcasts, like
more
casually instead of like, I'm giving a public speak kind of tone.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess we all on the same line where we kind of wanted this to be kind of casual and sometimes we do talk about the topic.
Yes.
So. But Nim, I kind of want something that's like representing Malaysia in some sense, I don't know.
Programming mama.
Oh.
Hmm.
Coding mama.
It feels like startup mama.
Yeah, I actually got that. Yeah, I thought of the name because of startup mama. Fine, I'm unoriginal.
Coding mama, no lah, I think.
Yeah, because our content is not 100% focused on coding.
Mm.
Like, I assume some point in time we'll probably invite like maybe, you know, like product managers and those people. It's like, okay, how to work better with developers.
Software mama. Soft dev.
Tech mama.
Tech mama sounds like you will talk about Samsung and versus iPhone, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we probably talk about it, right?
Yeah, why not? It's like Motorola Flip or Samsung Galaxy Flip.
It's all this flipping nonsense.
Flip table, better.
Tech mama sounds a bit general.
Yeah, not very memorable.
How about like, I don't know, software mama feels a bit weird as well.
Yeah, software is also quite broad. What about web? Web mama?
Do you want to have like a FM in the name of the podcast? Like Syntax FM?
I don't feel the need to lah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind anything.
You were saying something?
Like me?
No, stop playing with the pencil.
Oh, you can hear it? Okay. I need to fidget. My hands are too free.
I was browsing /r/ mechanical keyboards earlier and then someone built like a blue switch fidget presser that gives a counter of how much they have pressed.
Blue switch FM.
Huh?
Never mind.
Blue switch FM.
You understand my long say blue switch FM.
Because of the mechanical keyboard? Yeah, he's just like picking whatever he sees in front of him as a name. It's like perfume.fm or something.
It's not perfume.
Tech perfume.
Minyak Angin Engineering.
Oh. Minyak Angin.
Hmm. It's definitely memorable. I'm not sure if it's relevant or not.
That's why I added engineering. Oh, there's two hard problems in software development, right? One is naming things, and we're stuck there.
Oh yeah. Actually, that could be our episode zero, you know. Naming things. Variables, podcast names, repository names, branch names, ticket names.
What's developer in Malay?
Pengatur cara.
That's programming. That's programmer. Technically programmer.
Technically programmer, yes, is pengatur cara. But if you want to say developer, is pembangun.
Right, but it becomes like a property developer already.
Same with massing or...
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's like if you search for Agile Malaysia, you don't get like software development Agile, you get like a property developer.
Okay, if we want to be global friendly, we want to use the English name?
Not necessarily. I think there should be an English word inside there.
So like Syntax FM is very... Oh my god, long.
What?
Long has a dictionary.
Kabus.
Okay.
Kampong.
Data structure. Syntax data structure.
Kampong dev. Kampong dot dev.
Kampong dev.
I think that's yeah.
Yeah, that's quite okay actually.
Will people like able to pronounce kampong? Kampong. Kampong dev.
Kampong dev.
Don't care lah. The world doesn't revolve around English.
Yeah.
Actually, the world does revolve around English.
Yes.
No, no.
It does. Most like, part of the world.
I guess because of language, right? Like, we don't know a lot of what other countries are doing purely because they don't publish their findings in English. Like, I know China is like way advanced in terms of like ML and that sort of thing. They just don't publish in a very easily accessible language. So people aren't aware. Like, what all the big giants in China are doing right now is on equal or even better level at all the tech giants in Silicon Valley, and they have to homegrown their stuff. So
yeah, now Huawei have their app store as well
already. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they came maybe really like within a year of announcement, they just like, hey, here's our app stores.
They have to lah. I mean, look at TikTok and WeChat now.
Something something longkang lorry.
Longkang.
Longkang.
Longkang dev.
Kostan. Kostan.
Drain the dev.
Kostan. What?
No, it's like drain the swarm, but it's drain the death. No lah, death kaki.
Harimau, harimau, something harimau. No, rimau.
Tiger death.
Rimau
no,
death.
That sounds like tiger dance.
Yeah, that also sounds like tiger the beer.
Tiger the beer.
Lelong.
Lelong is a startup, not startup. I mean, it's a company.
What kamus are you looking at?
Kamus Indonesia.
Oh my god. Where you get that?
And Malaysia English.
Oh, Malaysia English.
So in each word there will be English words and then Malaysian words and then there's an Indonesian word. So like Surat Khabar is called Quran in Indonesia.
Quran?
K-O-R-A-N.
Is it like the Quran?
I guess so. I think it's derived from that.
Ah, well, Quran is something you read. So yeah, I mean literally, if not because of the Quran is just something that you read.
Like, technically, that's the Quran, right? Al is like the.
Yes, the Quran, yes.
So it's like the newsletter, the newspaper.
The Def FM. Never mind. I can't unstuck Syntax FM from my head now for some reason. Copy.
Copy radio.
Copy paste.
Oh! Copy paste, but spell in very Malaysian way, like K-O-P-I-P-E-S.
I think we can keep P-A-S-T-E lah.
Copy? What's your copy paste? Oh.
Or copy paste.
Yeah.
Or copy paste.
Is there anything that paste we can replace with? Something Malaysian? Copy pasta? Copy pasta? Pasta is not Malaysian.
Copy lemak.
What? Paste.
Lemak is rich, right? In Indonesian?
I don't know.
Is it?
I think it's rich. I read somewhere or heard somewhere that lemak is actually rich. So that's why nasi lemak is like rich rice.
Damn, nasi uduk.
I can just call it kopi o teh tarik and call it a day.
I feel like copy paste is a good name. Is someone else using that name already?
Which paste though?
I think the
copypaste.com.
Oh, you don't search. Later they will mark up the price. if you search the domain.
Oh no.
Just like copy paste the series. What is it?
Copy paste. Oh, there's a series. There's a series. And there's an Instagram hashtag 15k post. Copy paste.
Copyje.com.
That looks the deaf perspective, isn't it?
There's a copy Nusantara also. Copy paste Panba Dayan.
Stack overflow. Data rate overflow. Copy overflow. there's no copy overflow that I can find. But it somehow is a reference to a brand name, Stack Overflow, I guess. I mean, Stack Overflow is not a brand name, Stack Overflow is a term.
But it's like so many layers, right? So for one, we use the Malaysian spelling for copy, right? And then it's like, oh, developers always need coffee. And then we add in Stack Overflow there. And then a developer's cup is always overflowing with coffee. Okay.
And we also copy from Stack Overflow.
Yeah.
Copy overflow?
Yeah, let's go with copy overflow.
Okay, we get the name.
Let's go with copy overflow.
Okay, I'll buy it from Namecheap now.
The short name is copy O.
Yeah, the short name.
Perfect. This name is perfect. Hey. Actually.
Yeah. That's how we promote, right? We go, hey, have you listened to copy O?
Yeah, copy overflow is too long.
Yeah, we can register to make copy-overflow. So it's copy O.
Yes.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. So we decided on a name. Ooh. Copy overflow, aka copy O.
Only took us like 15 minutes.
Yeah. That's good content already.
Hey, we should release this episode.
Then, okay, I'm renaming the Notion.
Yeah, rename the Notion.
Do you want to use the dash?
I don't know. Keep it two words or does Stack Overflow has a dash?
I don't think so.
Let's keep it two words. I kind of prefer
copy
two
overflow
words.
Podcast.
No, and then we'll get into the argument of whether it should be dash or whether it should be underscore.
Naming stuff. I told you our episode zero, naming stuff. In the context
naming
of Malaysian,
stuff.
Like where we give name variables.
Okay, so we decided on a name.